Podcast.
Happy October, everyone. Today, I'm so pleased to kick off season 2 of the Maverick Podcast with a very, very special guest from very far away. She's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. She's a student. She's a podcaster. Her name is Sinha. So I'll let her introduce herself. Sinha, welcome in.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Hi, hello, guys. I am Arushi Sinha, a young podcaster from India. I have a podcast, Story O'Clock, where I narrate sweet, sweet stories from all over the and the world. So, yes.
That's nice. Oh, Sinha. So, how are you doing? How have you been?
Yeah, I'm doing great currently. What about you, Kevin?
I'm doing okay, but what a year we're in, 2020. What a worst year. I don't know how you're coping up with the pandemic here. How is everything on your end?
That's so worse. I don't know, especially if we talk about India, I think India is currently the worst affected country. I mean, let me tell you, Kevin, we have crossed the 6.3 million mark already when it comes to COVID-19 cases in India, and we currently have around 900,000 cases, active cases currently.
900,000 active cases. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? India is a country with a huge population, right? So it is very difficult to even slow down the spread, or let alone stopping it altogether. We are trying to cope with it. We did have a series of lockdowns as well for around 5 months, I guess. But life had to be resumed back, isn't it? Currently, people are trying to avoid going out. We are preferring online mode of communication. There are online classes in schools, colleges, and even companies are preferring online mode of working. But that cannot last forever, isn't it? Even a few states which have which they think that they've managed to curb down the corona spread a little, they have somewhat started offline classes for 12th grade or 10th grade. But you know how parents are, right? They do not prefer to send their children to school in this situation. But to be honest, we have a good recovery rate as well. In fact, I think we have the best recovery rate in the world. But that won't hide the fact that we do top the list of corona cases in the world. So, India is trying to cope up. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah, don't worry. We hope for the best. We hope the vaccine will be released before the end of the year.
Hoping it too.
Yeah. And moving on, a lot of people have been asking about something called the Dushera Festival. Maybe you can shed some light about this festival, because everyone's been asking. What is this? Yeah.
Okay, right. Dashera. Kevin.
Yes.
India is a country with a lot of religions. Let me tell you, a lot of religions and cultures. Even, I guess, each city, not even state, each city has its own culture. So, India is such a diverse country, and I am proud of that fact. But I guess Hinduism is a majority. Hindus are in majority in India, and one of the festivals of Hindus is Dashera.
Yes.
So it is in fact an upcoming festival as well. It is, I guess, on 25th or 26th of October this year. So the story behind celebrating Dashera is that the demon king, it is believed that the demon king of Sri Lanka, who was Ravan, had abducted our goddess Sita. And Dashera is the day on which Lord Ram, that is Sita, goddess Sita's husband, he defeated and killed Ravan. So Dashera is celebrated as the day of victory over evil. Wow. Now, how do we celebrate it? We obviously do puja. Puja means that we worship Lord Ram. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we make effigies of Ravan and we burn it in a bonfire, usually in evening. So that is how we enjoy the festival.
Wow. Yes, hey, that's really wonderful to hear. Yeah, so that's, I'm so happy to hear about the Dussehra festival. That's very beautiful. Yeah, so moving on, we have this, my mom likes watching the Dussehra. I like to listen to Bollywood movies all the time. In the evening, we'll sit down as a family and watch. I don't know what goes behind the work.
That's like, great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. What goes behind the work, like to act and do all this? Like, how do they do the, you know, setting up the Bollywood and being able to like do casting? What happens behind the walls, the curtains?
Okay, so the casting obviously depends on how talented you are, but India and even everywhere there is nepotism. But let's not talk about the bad things. The good thing here is that if you are very talented, you do get a chance in Bollywood. The center, the hub of Bollywood is Bombay or Mumbai. Mm-hmm. So people usually prefer going to Mumbai, and there are a number of casting agencies who cast you for Bollywood movies and in fact songs.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they are in contact with the director, and that is how they kind of cast you for it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. I just love India. Let me just say that I want to come to India and just see all those things happening.
you are so welcome here.
Thank you so much. And then there's this issue about people have been asking about if girls still pay dowry in marriages nowadays in India.
Hey, that's not true. Yeah, I do agree that we did have a dowry earlier, but now it isn't the case, like not entirely.
Uh-huh.
So the dowry system, yes, that was prevalent earlier, but now it has kind of vanished a bit.
Wow, okay. Nowadays, so it doesn't happen nowadays?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, and do parents find your future husband? Is that a thing?
Yeah, arranged marriage. That is quite prevalent, but of course, with the changing times, we have also changed. So, yeah, many Indians do prefer arranged marriages, but now we are shifting to love marriages as well.
Oh, nowadays, you're free to do anything you want, is that correct?
Yes.
And I used to, yeah, your parents were very strict. Are they so controlling, you know? Like, an Indian girl can go anywhere without her parents, like when she's 15 or 16 years old. She can't travel alone. I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah, parents in India are not strict, but a little conservative for their children. I do agree.
Yes.
But no, they're not strict. They just, I don't know, they're overprotective for their children. That is the case. They're not strict, but they're overprotective.
Oh, nice. So, wow, our questions are done, but now we're going to a segment where we're going to just have some random questions about India. People have been like misconceptions, so questions about India. Hope you'll be able to answer them, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but there are so many misconceptions about India already.
I mean, I don't worry, that'd be easy. So, first, let my people know what's the main food you like what's the staple food of India, like maybe in your state, or what's the staple food?
Kevin, basically India, as I told you, there are so many cultures in India, so there are so many food varieties in India as well. So the staple food of North India will be different from staple food of South India. So there's so much of diversity in India, and you'll just love it. But if I am to say, chapatis and rice.
Chapati,
yeah. That's a staple.
I love chapati so much.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. And like many of you, you like chapatis and what else did you say?
Okay, I like many things. Do I have to list everything I like? I mean, will you be able to guess what it is? Do you know about biryani? Do you know about Bengali fish? I'm a Bengali, by the way, so I love to have Bengali fish curry and rice with it. So yeah, that is kind of my favorite food.
Oh, okay. So I know something I noted. I saw many Indians have that spot, the mark on their forehead. Maybe you could explain what it means or what it holds to you people.
Basically, we the ladies of India, they usually prefer to put bindi on their forehead. Okay.
So it's called bindi, yeah?
Yeah, it's called bindi, not bindi. Bindi.
Oh, okay.
B-I-N-D-I. Okay. And we also put tikka. Uh-huh. Okay. Tikka. And these things are considered to be a sign of purity. Basically, what we do believe is that our body have 7 chakras. Right? So, one of the chakra is where we put the bindi. And that chakra is the chakra of wisdom. Now, what are chakras? Chakras are basically the center of spiritual power in our body. So, the chakra of wisdom is where we put bindi. So, it is just to activate that. That is the belief behind putting bindis and tikkas.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, and we also worship. When we worship the god, we put tikkas on their forehead and then we put the same on ours. So, it is kind of their blessings on us.
Hey, okay. And I'm curious about your dressing. I see the ladies wear these long gowns. I don't know. Hey, what's the name? They look so wonderful by the way. Different colors.
Oh.
Yeah. I notice you. I've never seen you wearing them, but I see these ladies wearing them. I don't know what's the difference.
Yes. Okay. So the ladies in India, they wear saris, okay? So they drape sari. Okay. Sari is a long cloth and they just wear it and drape it in various ways. And that also differs from state to state in India, okay? So yeah, that is called sari.
Oh,
that's
sari.
A beautiful piece of clothing, yeah. That's a beautiful piece of clothing. Everybody loves it. Even in the Western countries, they prefer, like wearing saris. I've seen it in many movies and everything.
Oh, and one more thing I'm so curious about. Like, can I marry an Indian? Can you guys intermarry with other people?
Yes, of course you can marry.
Oh, we can. Okay.
Yes, you can marry an Indian. I don't know why do you guys have so much misconceptions about Indians that they have arranged marriage and
everything.
No, we do have love marriages. So, yeah, it's quite common now.
Oh, okay. So, I can... Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I used to think, like, Indians only marry with each other. Like, there's nobody else who can, you know. That's what I used to think.
Yes, I mean... it depends on the family also, no? Like, some families are strict in the terms of the marriages and everything. Some families aren't, so it just depends on the person, how their beliefs are.
Oh, and what kind of songs do you like listening to? Like, you guys like hip-hop or R&B, you know, like in a Kendrick,
I don't know. We love all the songs, to be honest. I don't know what is there in us, but Indians do love music. And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bollywood, I would tell you how Bollywood differs from other movies. In Bollywood movies, we have songs on every situation and every emotion. So we have around five to six songs in a 2 hours movie. So that is how much we are addicted to music. We hear every kind of music.
Oh, and what about the international artists?
Pardon, I couldn't hear you.
What about the music from abroad, like from America, like artists like Jay-Z?
Yes.
I don't know if hip-hop, you listen to that music also?
Yes. We do listen to pop music, hip-hop, jazz, everything.
Wow, nice to hear.
Classical, ghazals, Bollywood, Hollywood, everything.
Wow.
Hollywood is a genre, I guess. Is it? I don't know.
I think it is. Is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, this has been so wonderful. Let me just finish up by asking, do you usually have events at the university? What kind of events? Yeah.
Events, like, it of course differs again from colleges to colleges. You're asking about events of universities that we do have, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have events like we invite celebrities to our college and...
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, so we were talking about events that you organize in your university when you invite artists from internationally. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, we do invite celebrities and everybody. It's like a cultural festival in our college, in colleges in India, right? So yeah, we have fun, we dance, we sing, we act, we organize many competitions, and we invite many celebrities to come and perform in our university, in our colleges. So yeah, that is how we celebrate.
Oh, Indians like to dance. I saw how you make your moves with those dresses. Hey.
yes, we do.
I don't know next time you have time, I'll sing for you. I think I have a song for Indian. Can I sing for you?
Yes, sure. That would be great.
It goes like this. Habibi. I don't know what they say next. Yes. I don't know if that's one of the songs. I'm not sure, but I don't know
what song is it.
Song. What do you mean you don't know?
No, I seriously don't know.
Is it
a Saudi Arabian song? I don't know.
but I usually see Indian girls dancing because I don't know, but I'll have to look again, then I'll come back and sing another day.
Sure.
But today, hey, I'm so happy you being on my podcast today. It's been so fun having you around.
Yes, it was really fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, next time I'll tell you about Kenya and how our country is also with rich culture.
Yes. I would love to know that.
Yeah. And you should sing a song before we part ways. You should just sing a song for 3 seconds.
Oh my God, no. This isn't it. No, this is so unexpected. No, I won't.
You know what to say today? Okay, it's all right, it's no problem.
Yes.
Hey, Sinha. Okay, well.
Yeah,
huh?
I was saying, thank you, Kevin.
Okay, Sinha, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Kevin. It was so much fun.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.